Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
We're sitting on the couch last night watching the Golden Knights game. By the way, it's my fault they lost. I'm sorry.
Why apologize. Why is it your fault?
Well, here's the thing. We were watching some show. Amy goes, what time's hockey on? Because I wasn't grabbing for the remote.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, and so my wife says, what time is the game on? And I said, well, it's on now. And she goes, well, we can watch it. And I'm like, no, watch your show. Watch your show. We'll catch up in a little bit. Carolina tonight. This might be a rough one. Then I get the updates on my phone. Oh, we're down 1-0. Uh-oh, now we're down 2-0. Mm. Oh, my God. All right, so then her show's over. Between the first and second period. Awesome. We'll watch the Golden Knights game. Boom, now I'm watching the Golden Knights game. Tie it up 2-2.
Look at that.
Two goals in, what, a minute 19?
Yeah.
Whatever. Bang, here we go. And then between the second and third period, then I went to sleep because we get up super early and we lose 4-2. So that one's on me. I apologize.
Way to go, Chet.
Last night was my night. See, I'm not one of those people that believes that I exert influence over every game.
No.
I just realized that last night was probably my game to exert influence, and I dropped the ball.
Or
dropped the puck, as the case may be. So I apologize to the Golden Knights organization and hockey fans everywhere.
Just don't let it happen again, okay?
Yeah, well, no, I paid for it. I got pulled over on the way to work.
Speeding?
Yeah. What else?
I just wanted to
come on.
I figured, but...
Listen, I'm not like you, okay? Now, I appreciate the rules.
Mm-hmm.
The rules are there for a reason. I follow the rules, mostly. You know,
rules-ish. I get you.
No, yeah. But I do. I believe in law and order. I believe in all those things. I don't sweat cops. They're just trying to do their job. You know, I don't, none of that. But yeah, I tend to drive a little quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to thank the Nevada Highway Patrol for understanding my situation and for allowing me to travel on to work this morning. Thank you.
Oh, very nice.
Well,
I actually have to pay my ticket by tomorrow, so thank you for reminding me of that.
What'd you get? What?
I told you last month I got a ticket because I was going down a hill. And
sorry,
I
let
got...
me check my notes. Oh, yes, there it is. Last month, Kayla got a ticket. What was it for again? I didn't write it down.
It was for speeding.
You?
Yeah. Look at this girl. I never speed. I hit a hill.
That's rather reckless behavior for you.
Well, I was up in Anthem, and it was one of those, you hit the hill, and then it goes from 45 to 35 real quick, and I hit the hill, and I had enough speed on me where he was like, no, I got to get you. But, it was only a few miles over, so it wasn't too bad.
This is one of my favorite stories ever, because it's stupid kid story. So, I was living in Portland at the time.
Yeah.
I was a young baby DJ. I was probably 19 years old, maybe. I might have still been 18. And I don't remember why I was going where I was going, but it was a town, you know, I was out.
Yeah.
Out there, way out there. And they, you know, they had that kind of stuff in Oregon. They had them little towns out in the middle of nowhere. We got those here too, but you got to go like 2 hours to get to them. This was like, you know, it was like going to Pahrump. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm coming down the hill going into town, and I'm coming in a little hot, and you know, and the speed limit goes from 55, 45, 35, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just coasting down the hill, and I go by a cop like it's no big deal. And he pulls me over, he gives me a ticket, and I got to go. And so I'm going to go in front of the judge to try and get my ticket reduced and all that. And here was my defense. Here was my defense. Well, I wasn't pressing the gas. I was coasting down the hill. I was slowing down. And he goes, yes, there's another. And this is when your face gets hot and you realize everyone's looking at you and thinking you're an idiot because you are. And the judge goes, yes, there's another pedal that you may be interested in. It's called the brake. And I was like, sorry. He didn't give me a little bit of a break, but it's still the dumbest thing I may have ever said in my life. And I've said a lot of dumb things, most of which y'all have been witness to right here on this fine radio program.
Amen, yeah.
Another thing that came up last night while we were watching the Golden Knights game, my wife goes, oh my God, the days go by so quick leading up to Toy Drive. We are 15 days out, kids. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
I know.
A week until Thanksgiving, and then it's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving till the second Monday after that. Toy Drive begins in 15 days, and it's starting to feel like it outside.
Yes.
Just a little chilly this morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
You probably better get going with the horoscopes for Wednesday. Wednesday, the 17th of November, 2021. 15 days until Toy Drive. That's why I laughed, because I went, Wednesday? Wait, is tomorrow Thanksgiving? No.
No.
But it seems like it could be.
Time just flies, man.
Dude.
Crazy.
We'll start with Pisces. An old friend that you haven't seen in a long time could suddenly reappear. This meeting or the circumstances surrounding it could mark a turning point for you.
Oh.
Wow. Pisces, your day is an 8.
Aquarius, sudden insights and revelations could enable you to make some long-desired changes. A lucky break might bring you an unexpected sum of money your way. Your day is an 8.
Kayla Jo Walker and the Capricorns, this is a big day for you. You ready?
And yesterday was a 6 for us.
Time you need a big one. Capricorn, a rush of optimism and enthusiasm could propel you into a more positive frame of mind, and you could accomplish wonders. Your day is a 10.
Boom! Sagittarius, sudden and unexpected success could result in an equally unexpected raise. Friends may have pointed you in the direction that put you in the right place at the right time. Your day is a 9.
Scorpio, the hopes and goals of a group with which you're associated inspire you. You might make personal sacrifices in order to assure their success. I like that, doing for others. Scorpio, your day's an 8.
Libra, idealism and some intriguing mystical revelations could make you want to spread your ideas. For the most part, people will be interested in anything you say. Don't force the issues on those with doubts, though. Your day's a 7.
Virgo, take a shower today. Here's why. If you are not romantically involved, expect that status to change today. A new person could come into your life, or an old friend could suddenly seem more appealing than you once thought.
Ooh.
Virgo, your day is a very sexy 10.
Leo, an increase in your technical skills could bring you a new job or an increase in income. You may have felt a bit nervous and stressed lately, but this should balance out now. Your day is an 8.
Cancer, information received today might make it possible for you to change your job, residence, or at least the way you think or operate. You might feel nervous at the prospect, but you'll pull it off just fine. Cancer, your day is a 7.
Gemini, an unexpected sum of money could cause chaos in your home.
Bring that chaos. Bring that chaos.
Perhaps this makes it possible for you to make some necessary changes or buy some new equipment, furniture, or appliances. Your day is an 8.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but okay.
Do you need anything?
Always. Taurus, a close friend or your partner could propose an impromptu trip, and you might decide to go. If this is a trip that's foreign, then you might want to study the language. You'll be surprised at how quickly you learn it. Taurus, your day's a 9.
Aries, a sudden but fortunate change of job circumstances could take place today. Perhaps you suddenly get promoted or transferred. Whichever way you look at it, this could be an auspicious day. Your day is a 10.
Man, this feels like an active day. Just active.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Just like a lot of, like there's a lot of big, if the horoscopes are to be believed and followed, then there's just a lot of big swings coming. And it kind of does feel that way.
Yeah, it does.
As now, you know, literally we're a week from Thanksgiving tomorrow. This feels like Get Stuff Done Day.
Oh, I'm right there with you on that.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, accomplish things.
Well, yeah, and maybe it's just because that's the energy that you and I are in
yeah.
right now. Is it because today is definitely today is go day.
Yeah.
For us, for a lot of stuff. Because Kayla bounces out for her bachelorette.
Tomorrow night, y'all.
Yeah. I got Mrs. America. I've got a big basketball tournament, which goes into an even bigger basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they're equally as big. I've got Mrs. America, which goes into a big basketball tournament, which goes into another big basketball tournament, which goes then into Thanksgiving and, you know, and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And then Toy Drive is essentially 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Make it a great day. Hashtag be the 10.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Guinness World Records Day, and here's a great one. A baby born in Alabama on the 4th of July last year is now a world record holder for most premature baby to survive.
Oh, really?
His name is Curtis Means. He was born almost 5 months premature. That's he was just over 20. Oh, my God. He was just over 21 weeks at birth.
Oh, my God.
A normal pregnancy is 40 weeks, as you probably already know. But man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this story's been out there for about a week or so, but now it's Guinness World Records Day, so that's the big one. A father and his 11-year-old daughter survived a small plane crash in eastern Pennsylvania on Sunday. Then after they made it through the plane crash, as you well know, back east, it's already, you know, it's full on fall. It's November.
Yeah.
You know, it's November there. You know, not like November here. Mm. They were out in the woods. They almost died of hypothermia. But rescuers found them, and just in the nick of time. Why? Because the 11-year-old daughter had been on her iPad while they were on the plane. So they were able to ping the iPad and figure out their location.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, and thank God for your non-social kid.
I know, right?
You know, who won't talk to you and won't look up.
He's watched Frozen 45 times.
It paid off
iPad,
this time. A charity called Pawtherium just donated over $100,000 to an animal shelter in Scotland.
That's really sweet.
Sure. They donated over $100,000 in cryptocurrency. This could be worth bajillions.
Oh, my God.
If this particular cryptocurrency comes through.
Yeah.
It could be worth, that $100,000 could turn into untold riches, I believe.
Wow.
Untold wealth. On the flip side of that, it's a part of the world that I truly do hate. I understand naming rights and all that, but did you hear that it's no longer going to be Staples Center in L.A.?
I did see that.
It's going to be, what is it,
Crypto.com or something.
Crypto.com Center.
Yeah.
Yuck. We'll get used to it soon enough. Mm. And remember, people were completely in on, you know, there was questions about T-Mobile Arena. There were questions about Allegiant Stadium when it first started. Mm. But, you know, then that's its name.
Yes.
Michelob Ultra Arena. For what used to be Mandalay Bay Events Center, you know, we'll get our head around it. But I guess it's just hard to see. I know for a lot of people, it makes Kobe's passing very real.
Yes,
that's the one comment that I've heard. It's like, well, I guess that's it. A random guy near Santa Cruz, California, out jogging this month, he saw smoke billowing out of somebody's house, so he hit their Ring doorbell, and a woman who lived there answered. She wasn't home. She answered on the app because that's what you do.
Yes.
So, again, she and the family are not home, but the pets were still inside. She gave the guy a code to get in. He ended up rescuing their cat, their rabbit, and both of their dogs. Fire department was able to save the house, but the jogger took off before the woman and her family could thank him. It's like the Lone Ranger back in the day.
Oh.
Just came in, saved the day, and bounced.
Peace.
Yeah, I kind of like that. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-minus 19 hours till Kayla Jo Walker's bachelorette party.
Woo!
In Boston.
Yeah.
Good God, how, you hate cold.
I know, I don't do well in cold, but I can put layers on, so I'll be good.
What's the forecast?
I haven't looked yet.
You really?
Yeah. I'm really flying here.
That's so not like
I
you.
This was is
so
actually, I know.
Not like you.
So I was waiting for today. I obviously have winter wear. We're good. I'm backed up on everything. I was waiting until today to get a more accurate reading. So when I pack my bag tomorrow, I'll have a better idea, I guess. That's the plan. Anyhow.
It's a quick... quick search.
I know, but still, you know the weather can change. And I don't want to pack.
Don't give me that.
I know. But you this is the way my brain works, is I go, okay, I'll look on Wednesday, see what the weather's going to be.
This can't be right. Okay, so today, high of 48, low of 45 in Boston. This is in Boston.
In Boston, Kayla's, yeah.
And why are you going to Boston?
For my bachelorette party, because Florida State plays one of their actual pretty good rivals, Boston College. And so I'm going to go to my last single FSU game. Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, because this is the last Knowles game I'll go to as a single woman.
No, I know, but is there? Does it change?
No,
you just random guys or what? Well, what happens as you single at a football game versus
I don't know nothing,
married at a football game?
Nothing really changes. It's just everything is the last time you're gonna do it as a single lady. Like everything you do just becomes that.
Oh no, it's so funny whenever you get married or if you get divorced. It's like you're the only person that it's ever happened.
Yeah, the only person ever.
And that's okay. I'm all right with it. It's just that, it's just funny that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's my last one as a single person. So, what do you do?
What's
okay,
different?
Okay, Boston weather, according to the app on my phone. Cloudy and 48 today. Partially sunny. Turning into showery later. High of 68.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be right. This gets weird. Maybe they just got one day blast of warmth.
Yeah.
Then Friday, clear. High of 46.
Yes.
Low of 32. And Saturday, sunny. That'll be good for your football game. Sunny during the day. High of 45.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. Yeah, just lay around.
I gotta get some mittens is the one thing I'm missing.
When do you come back?
Monday morning.
So yeah, then rain Sunday night.
Yeah.
But who cares? You'll be inside, you'll be drinking.
Exactly.
And it won't matter. When does the whale watching happen?
On Sunday afternoon. Sunday mid morning. So
at
like
the end of all of this, then you're gonna drag them out on a boat?
Absolutely. Because I figured we'd probably be day drinking all day because the Florida State game is at 12 o'clock East Coast time.
Yes.
So it's 9 o'clock here, honestly. So it's going to be early day drinking, and then we'll probably nap, and then we'll drink more into the night. So I figured that we'd just sleep in and then get on the boat.
But you'll get up and drink.
Yeah.
And then there'll be hangovers and whatnot. How many girls are going?
There's six of us total.
My prediction right now, four of the six will actually throw up. A fifth one will be very close.
And then there'll be me. I'm pretty resilient.
You are pretty resilient. Yeah. Honestly, that was kind of where I was going. And they're going to go, this is the worst bachelorette party ever, but we love Kaylin.
Don't let her see us sweat. This is horrible.
In fact, I'm also going to make this prediction. Hang on. I'm going to record this. My prediction, once again, is that four of the six will throw up on the boat whale watching.
Mm-hmm.
A fifth will be very, very close, and then there'll be Kayla. And I also I predict that there will be more girls throwing up than you will see whales. So in other words, there will be four girls throwing up. You won't see four whales.
This is probably an accurate reading, honestly. So
that's awesome. All right. Well, what else? Are you ready?
I feel ready.
Other than that?
Yeah. I last night packed all the girls' bags, so that was very exciting. And then,
oh, you mean like gift bags?
Like gift bags, but I got them a little like clear because I wasn't sure if people were aware that like you like at this particular stadium that you have to bring a clear bag. Like
yeah,
it doesn't
all
matter.
All of them now.
I figured as much, but I went and looked at the rules specifically at the website.
Of course you did.
And they said on there that you needed to have a clear bag, and it was a clear bag that couldn't be over a certain size. So I got them all cute little clear purses. So, and then I packed them full of like little goodies.
No, and I wouldn't have put it past you also that if you had actually packed for them. You know what I mean? Like if you had said, okay, here's what you're wearing.
I also got them shirts, maybe.
Here's your outfit, you know, where you would pack. You would Marie Kondo fold them and label all of their clothes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's what you will wear when you get there. And then here's what you're wearing to the game. And here's what you're wearing to whale watching. I wouldn't put that past
you. Well, don't make fun of it. That's what I do for my fiance every time he has to go somewhere for work. I pack his bag and then I like tie all the outfits together and I go, here is day one for nighttime. Here is day two for daytime. Wear these shoes.
I know better than to make
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Your dogs almost tried to take you out last night.
Oh my God. My dogs are trying to murder me. I'm convinced of it. Because the one, Penny the pirate dog, God love her, but she likes to burrow and push mom off the bed. And I'm a conformer in our bed. Like, if like my fiance shifts over, I immediately move and like adjust to whatever he's doing.
And Penny's not little. Here's the other thing. It's not like we allow our Yorkie in the bed,
mm-hmm.
and he'll shove a little bit. He's a Yorkie.
Yeah.
So whatever. I shove back. It's fine. Penny is, what kind of dog is she?
She's a brindle mix.
Huh?
A brindle.
That doesn't help me. She's like a small...
Like a small lab?
She's like a small greyhound.
Yeah.
She is like that. She's very... Like there's no fat on her.
No, she's plump. It's just she's got a very like greyhound face.
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her in a minute. But she's
pug body.
She was always muscular. When I saw her before, she was always very muscular. But so what is she? Probably 40 pounds.
40 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere. So she's not small. She's like a small. She's like a smaller human.
Yeah.
And she's in their show. Okay, so she's in the bed
and loves to like we call it the penny ball. She gets into a penny ball. Like in some sort of crooks of mom's body at some point in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
This morning happened to be right next to my face on all of the pillows. And she decided that at one point she was not comfortable in the penny ball, stretches out and nearly pushes me off the bed. But luckily my face was there to break the fall on the side of our
nightstand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hit your face on the nightstand?
I got pushed off the bed by the dog and annihilated my forehead on the side of the nightstand. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. So my forehead is throbbing at this point. And then literally immediately after my alarm goes off, I go, okay, I got to get up anyway. So mom, not happy with Penny at this point, is getting changed and getting ready for work. And as I'm going downstairs, our all black German Shepherd loves to get up in the middle of the night and play with all the toys. That's what she does. But she doesn't squeak the toys. She doesn't do anything. She just likes to get them and move them around.
Sure.
She grabbed all of the tennis balls out of the toy basket. Grabbed all of them. And somehow strategically...
How many is all?
Three.
Okay.
At least three of them on the stairs that I discovered as I was walking down the stairs. and literally slid, and then my and fell down the second half of the stairs.
Yeah, that'll learn you. That'll learn you. You gotta. You can't get up in the middle of the night and start walking around in the dark.
This is never.
You can't.
No.
Because they will get you.
But like, I just, after that happened, I laid there on the floor and I was like, what sort of conversation did our dogs have in the middle of the night? Did they get up and they stood and they stared at each other and said, okay, I'm going to push mom off the bed, and then this will really send her out. This will really knock her out if you lay all the toys underneath her so that way she immediately breaks every bone going down the stairs. Like, I have visions of my dog being like an evil human being, like planning my demise.
The aforementioned Yorkie.
Yes.
Who is getting older. So sometimes, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. He also is a message sender.
Okay.
So like most times, he'll wait until I leave. I let him out in the morning. He goes out in the morning.
Sure.
Sometimes he'll do his business. Other times, he'll wait until after I'm gone because he's mad because I've left, and he'll leave a little something for mama.
Oh,
when
no.
She gets up. He is also, and I'm not sure what message was being sent, but there was one time, once, the hallway that goes down to the backest of bedrooms that we've turned into an office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got me one time. And I, yeah, that light goes
ew.
On. Yeah, that light goes on every day now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
So apparently, antiperspirant, we've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
This whole time. You're not supposed to put it on in the morning. You're supposed to put it on at night. I ain't doing that.
No.
I ain't doing that. By the way, this doesn't work for deodorant. It just works for antiperspirant. Antiperspirant plugs your pores and prevents you from sweating. Deodorants just mask the smell of your BO. Looking at you, Axe Body Spray.
Oh, boy.
Looking at you. So, okay. So why are you supposed to do it at night?
So you don't sweat into your bed, right?
And why is this just coming out now? That part we may never know. No, it's not so you don't sweat in your bed.
Oh.
So you didn't read the thing? You saw the headline?
Yeah, I just saw the headline, yeah.
Gotcha. No, actually, your body temperature drops. I know it's hard to believe. Your body temperature actually drops while you're asleep, so you sweat less. And sweating too much can prevent the deodorant from doing its thing. Now, this is where I don't like any of this. Basically, putting it on at night gives your skin more time to absorb the active ingredient, which you may or may not know is aluminum.
Oh.
So I don't know if this, I mean, I know it's safe. If it wasn't safe.
They would be selling it, yes.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that something's popped up too late. I was like, ah, dang it, we didn't know.
That's
sorry.
True.
But most antiperspirants are designed to work for 24 to 48 hours. So in theory, it works fine the next day, but it might even work better. Showering won't wash it off, so you can still shower in the morning. And depending on how much you sweat, you might not even need to use it every day.
Interesting.
And if you're a deodorant person, here's another tip for you. Don't put it on right after you get out of the shower, because deodorant is supposed to be used on skin that's totally dry. So you got to let your pits air out, which sounds like that's a big nightmare too.
Yeah. Do you use antiperspirant?
Do you have to question it?
You're not a stinky guy. So I didn't.
No, sometimes I get, no, I can be.
I've hugged you on day 12 of joy driving. You haven't been stinky. So
no, I'm very careful about it there.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, honestly, that's why I don't want to say that I'm annoyed or offended. But when people go, oh, that's what that smell is. Honestly, I'm offended for the bad comedy. That's why I'm offended. For the horrible joke and the fact that you're trying to take a personal shot because you think you're funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back off there, Shecky.
Oh, my God.
Wait for open mic night before your wacky comedy.
Da-da-sh.
Oh, that smell. I wondered what that was. Good one. Tell that one a third grade career day.
I don't think I've ever used antiperspirant.
Ever?
I don't think so. I feel like I would know if I just use deodorant.
It's one of those products where I look at that and I go, this can't possibly be good. And I get it. So you need it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I even get awkward like when I use the spray deodorant. Like that even feels awkward to me. I don't know why any perspirant just, it's weird
like you're
to
like
me.
You're putting stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're putting stuff in there that, you know.
Like it just feels wrong. Why does that feel so wrong?
And why do I feel that somebody somewhere is listening to this and thinks that we're talking about vaccines and they're mad and regardless of what we're saying, they're mad at us.
Yep.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Tiger King 2 is out today on Netflix. And even though, Carol, why are you so against it?
I don't know. I because I find that guy repulsive, the Tiger King himself.
That's the whole point.
I know. I get
that's
it.
That's why it's interesting.
Why would you want to watch something that's repulsive?
For the same reason that you watch all the other BS, Real Housewives, 90 Day Fiancé, and any and all of that.
Sure.
I'll say it. Any and all of that crap that mm-hmm. you watch. And my wife, and therefore me. and if you're not familiar, do you know who Carol Baskin is?
The lady from Tampa who killed her husband.
Yeah, do you know, that's never been proven.
Sorry, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know if that protects me.
Would you know her if you were not also from suburban Tampa?
No.
Because apparently this cat sanctuary that she has is fairly notable in Tampa.
I feel like when they brought this up, when Tiger King first came out, like I knew of that cat sanctuary. Like yeah. I feel like I knew it, but I didn't know it was hers.
And by cats, we mean like tigers and lions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that they didn't have you doing, I would be running field trips through that joint like nobody's business.
They probably did, honestly. I didn't live, when I grew up, when you do field trips, when you're like in elementary school, I didn't live in Tampa. I lived like an hour south of there. So
That's why they bring those kids in.
Yeah, that's true.
I lived a solid 35, 40 minutes out of town. And then we went to Science Center.
Yeah.
All the time. Stuff like that. Anyway, so there's this Carol Baskin. She's a big part of Tiger King. She is always out there talking about how she doesn't want to be on Tiger King and how she's always going to sue everybody and all this kind of stuff because she doesn't want to be a part of it because she doesn't like the way she's portrayed. Because Kayla comes right out knowing nothing about it and goes, yeah, she's got a cat sanctuary, killed her husband.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we all believe. And for all of Carol Baskin's protestations about Tiger King 2, how she doesn't want to be on it, she's taking advantage of it.
Sure she is.
She didn't ask me anything on Reddit last night, recently. Somebody asked the question that we all want answered. What happened to your husband? Props to Carol. She answered it. Her theory is that he crashed a plane in the Gulf of Mexico. To which, they covered this somewhat extensively in Tiger King 1.
Okay.
I don't remember any mention of pilot, but maybe I need to go back and rewatch Tiger King 1. She thinks he crashed a plane in the Gulf of Mexico. She says he wasn't licensed to fly, yet he did it all the time. Conveniently.
Hmm.
He couldn't file a flight plan, and he had to take off from closed airports to evade detection. What was he running, drugs? Is he running cocaine?
Maybe.
What are you doing, brother?
Let's start that rumor.
He had to fly under 200 feet to stay off the radar, which means he would typically fly out over the Gulf because the air is smoother there, whereas over land, there are up and down drafts that will crash you at that height. Since phone records indicated that he was planning to go to Texas and that his van was found at a small private airstrip, and we've never found Don or the wreckage, I think, again, this is Carol Baskin talking, I think this was the most likely scenario. I talk about all of this in my online diary at SaveTheCats.org. So, there you have it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Jennifer's going to play the 177-second survey if it's okay with everybody. Yeah, you good? You in, Jennifer?
I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, Kayla, you good with it?
I'm totally cool with it.
Awesome.
Jen's cool.
What was that noise you just made?
That's kind of
how we feel, right?
What kind
now?
Of question is that? Of course I'm cool with Jen.
Here's what's awesome. And it's Kayla that's leaving on her bachelorette party tomorrow, you know, tomorrow night after, you know, tomorrow after the show. But like I kind of feel like it's our vacation too.
Yeah. A little bit.
Know what I mean? It's like, it's like we're pushing towards the finish line.
I'm sure I'll send you a text over the weekend at some point and be like, let's have fun after the football game or something like that on Saturday. It'd be funny.
I would love that.
Yeah, I know.
I would love that. Jennifer, your 177-second survey starts right now. What did you do for your bachelor? Are you married? I see a hyphenation in your name, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yes, I'm married.
What did you do for your bachelorette party?
I think I remember we rented a party bus and went up and down the strip.
Oh, fun.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Hang on, I'm gonna stay on this line of questioning.
Okay.
Do you believe Kayla is... on the last day of the bachelorette party, they're going to Boston. Did you hear?
Yeah,
they're going to Boston. They're going to a football game. That sounds fun. There'll be obviously a lot of drinking. And, you know, and they'll be marauding the streets of Boston in a pack. Then on the final day, they're going whale watching.
I know. That's not a good idea.
Thank you.
It's such a good idea. Everyone is so opposed to this. Like, I feel like it's such a good idea.
Can I just say?
You guys are going to be so hungover and, like, I can just imagine.
It's everything you will hate. Hungover, cold. It'll be okay. So, so this goes to the rest of my questions here. So then I have predicted that 4 out of the 6 bachelorette party combatants. Participants. Sorry,
that's a better word. Yeah,
that's what I meant. That 4 out of the 6 will get sick, physically ill, actual upchuck, whilst on the whale watching expedition. Do you believe that number is too high or too low?
I think it's just right.
Okay, she'll play the number. And what do you believe that there will be more of? Girls getting sick or actual whales spotted?
it's going to be the girls getting sick, for sure.
I thought so.
You both suck so hard. I'm so excited about this whale watching adventure.
You know what? Kayla, thank you for bringing somebody on who she and I are in lockstep. That was, she and I are like-minded. And we understand each other.
The bachelorette party is unique. We're going to a football game and we're going whale watching. Like, who does that on a bachelorette party?
Dudes.
Amazing.
No, it really sounds amazing. The whale watching is just such a poor choice.
Maybe if you started off with the whale watching and then the next day went to the game,
you know what? You save whale watching for another time. because there's, you know, whale watching it out. Listen, as somebody who, one of the most miserable days of my life was, we went deep sea fishing in Acapulco after being there for a few days, and I was miserable.
Oh no!
I still caught a 72-pound sailfish.
That's impressive. My God.
I literally, they had me, I was packed in ice. I'm not kidding. They had ice on the back of my neck. They had ice on my lower back. And they had me holding ice between my legs. I'm not sure why, but they did. And literally the guy comes down and he goes, hey. I'm like, yeah. He goes, hey. I think you got a fish on your pole. It's the deckhand guy.
Oh.
And he goes, I think you got a fish. He goes, do you want me to bring it in or do you want to bring it in? You paid for it, man. And I'm like, and I said, I'm paying for it now. And he goes, come on, you can do this. And I literally went up on deck. We put, he and I together pulled the fish in. I got it. I threw up in the water and went back down below and laid back down.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
That is a honest-to-God true story. Enjoy your $250 gift card to Living Spaces, and thank you so much for playing. You're a blast.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I was going to save these for tomorrow's 177-second survey, but I don't have any patience. I can't. I can't. I don't have any.
Just can't help yourself.
I don't have delayed gratification ability. I just don't.
It's fine.
Right now. It's because I was going to play Would You Rather Wednesday, but then, you know, other stuff popped up.
Mm-hmm.
K, Kayla, would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader for the rest of your life?
Talk like Yoda.
Yeah, right? Would you rather be rich and famous but alone, or part of a family, or be part of a family but live an average life?
Be part of a family and have an average life.
Average life.
Yeah.
It's almost like would you rather have this other thing that sounds kind of awful, or would you just like to be how you are now? You know what I mean? Except for the talking like Yoda thing. But would you rather always take a cold shower or sleep an hour less than you need to be fully rested?
Take a cold shower. I would do that.
I would get used to the cold shower.
Yeah, I don't mind a cold shower. I take it every once in a while.
Really?
I like a cold shower.
You don't.
I do, actually.
Not cold.
I do.
I'll bet it's lukewarm at best, and you call it cold.
It is a cold shower. I go plop, like where you like turn it like an inch, just enough to get it full stream sometimes, and then turn and pop. I love a cold shower.
Oh, just like for a half second.
No. I mean, I'll take a full shower in ice cold. Not ice cold, because there's no ice in it, but cold.
Yet it has to be 85 degrees in here, or you're complaining.
I know. I'm a woman. That's what we do.
She did the stereotype. Mm-hmm. I want that noted.
Yes.
Would you rather always have to say everything that's on your mind or never speak again?
Rather say everything that's on my mind or never speak again. Oh, I'd rather say everything on my mind, because I feel like we do that anyway. Like, it's the nature of what we do.
Yeah, but this is in real life.
I know.
This isn't real life.
This is real life.
Sometimes.
I don't feel like it would be that big of a deal to say everything that's on my mind.
Think about the pretty decent amount of mess that you and I have just talked between the two of us.
I know.
This morning. And if you had to say that out loud to people.
I know.
Yeah, we kind of do that. We're just more passive aggressive about it than. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
Only be able to whisper.
Yeah. Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
3 feet tall.
8 feet.
I want to fit into like small spaces.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I mean, there's advantages to being taller. I just would rather be 3 feet tall if I have the option.
I immediately said 8 feet tall. Like, I've never thought for a moment not 8 feet tall.
Well, you're a tall dude.
Even
so.
When I saw these, but I'm not that tall.
You're 6'2".
I'm above average.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I don't know if I am.
I think average is like 5'10", if I'm not mistaken.
Fair enough.
So
I'm slightly above average.
Yeah.
Would you rather be able to read everyone's mind all the time or always know that or always know their future? Oh no, read their mind.
No, I wouldn't, because I've seen too many of those movies where freaks feel like you can't differentiate between what's real life and what's not.
Yeah, but if you always know their future, isn't that more freaky?
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like I could at least, I don't know. I feel like I'd rather know their future.
All right, last one. No, second to last one, because I'm bored. and if I'm bored
you are. I can't do Yoda.
No, would you rather be able to stop time or fly?
Stop time. Mainly because I have this fantasy where everyone, you remember the model challenge from a couple of years ago where everyone stood still and then they panned the room in it, but I would love to be able to like walk around while everyone is freeze framed.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd grope people too.
Maybe just one person.
How far can I fly? How far can I fly? And yeah. How cold is it?
That is a good question. How far can you fly?
Yeah. If I fly fast, yeah, how fast? Am I a fast flyer? Am I slow? I have a lot of questions about the fly.
I'd rather be able to like snap my fingers and just be somewhere as opposed to fly somewhere. Is that an option? Can we go with that one?
No.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Somebody ordered DoorDash to their building, to their apartment building in LA. The food was delivered. Then on the way out of the lobby, the DoorDash driver hiked up their skirt.
Yes.
And did they business in a garbage can in the lobby.
In the lobby, yeah.
Okay. And if you've gone next level on this, you've probably seen a video of a woman talking about it.
What I saw, I could not unsee. I was flabbergasted at what I saw. She let it go. I mean, you know that saying, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And boy, did she ever. You're four steps away from outside where there's a bush. Or your car. Or I don't know, but not in the lobby of a Brentwood apartment building. This is a health issue. You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job in a lobby of an apartment building and then resuming her job, which is delivering and touching food.
That is our dear friend Lisa Stanley, who does mornings on a radio station in Los Angeles with literally the guy who taught me most of what I know in this business.
Wow.
And Lisa, if you remember, she's the one we call Broken Finger because she's got the jacked up finger that looks like it's broken, but it's not. And she really doesn't like it when you call her Broken Finger.
Okay.
Kayla's still like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Then remember also, Lisa used to work for the National Enquirer.
Okay.
And so she was the one who said, hey, there's always a shred of truth. If it's in the Enquirer, at least when she worked there. If it was in the Enquirer, there was always at least a shred of truth because they didn't want to get sued for everything they had.
Yeah.
So you may see stuff and it would be like, oh, that's not right. But there was something in there that was true. And generally, the celebrities and whatnot didn't want to. You're just dumbfounded by this whole thing.
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know what?
This doesn't ring a bell to me, but I'm not.
I don't know that that's the important part to the story.
No, that's the reason I'm listening.
But that we do know that, anyway, we know this person. Yeah, and some lady. So here's my question. So she did say, and the question came up. So DoorDash comes to your house, and they say, I have an emergency. Can I use your bathroom? Do you let them?
I would probably. First blush, I guess it would depend. Like if I'm alone, maybe not. I don't know. I can't say no though.
Lisa lives alone.
I know. But the problem is I would say that if I was alone, I wouldn't do it. But then like, I'd be like, listen, I'm sorry. Like I just have to. Like I would probably let the person.
I think it's a game time decision.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I think you decide in the moment whether they're telling the truth, but I don't know. There's so many stories out there.
Well,
of this is how people get robbed and hurt and worse.
Absolutely. No, I totally get that.
Here's my other question. Why didn't you go when you picked up the food? If you had to go, why didn't you go there?
That is a valid point.
Why don't you leave? You know, and then when you leave, why don't you go to Starbucks or somewhere else?
I agree with you. It's disgusting. There's no excuse for it. But if somebody asks, in that specific situation, I don't know if I would be able to say no. Sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More you know before we go. You could give me a month, and I don't think I could guess. Obviously, I could research. What country, Kayla, knowing what you know right now, that you could have a month and probably not get it? What country do you believe has the most islands?
Country has the most islands. Let's say America.
Nope.
Okay. Australia.
Nope. No, like literally, we could do this all day.
And I wouldn't be even really
Indonesia
close.
Would have been a guess. They're number five.
Oh, wow.
Canada, number four. Norway, number three. Finland, number two. With more than 221,800 islands, Sweden, number one.
Shut up.
And I could have, you shut up. It's 2 days in a row you've told me, shut up, I don't like it.
You've been blowing my mind. I'm like, wow. That's incredible.
I'll fight you right now. Yeah, I know, me too.
That's amazing.
Here's what's really funny. I'm sitting here looking at the words, and if you asked me right now, I'd go, well, I read somewhere that it was Sweden, but I don't believe it.
That's funny.
And I go, I think it's Indonesia. But it says here they're number five. Believe it or not, hey, let's play this game. How many payphones do you think are left in the United States?
I've read this before.
I'll tell you this. In 1999, there were 2 million payphones.
Oh, wow.
Of the payphones that are left, one-fifth of them are in New York. How many payphones do you believe there to be? Give me a number. Go.
10,000.
Higher.
20,000.
Higher.
40,000.
Higher.
60,000. 100,000.
100,000 payphones left in the U.S.
Wow.
And 20,000 of those are in New York, which weirds me out that 80,000 of them are somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why.
I couldn't tell you last time I saw a payphone.
You ever see a payphone and go, A, does that work? B, I ain't touching that thing.
No.
And C, who carries change? But they, you know, for a while, when they were still trying to like cling on to being useful, you could put a debit card in.
Can I tell you, I have a vague memory when I was like 5 years old that my mom used to carry around a roll of quarters when we were in the car in case she needed to make a call. I mean, this is before cell phones.
You always had a cup of change in the car.
Exactly.
Just for various items. And mostly because you didn't want to have it in your pocket. Just kept it in the car then. The famous philosopher, my best friend's brother, had a theory that he never spent change. He put it all into this big giant bottle. And then every year he'd count it and take it to the bank. And he averaged about $600 a year.
Yep.
Which was kind of crazy. I started doing that. Yeah, but now what's change? Do you have change?
I financed half of our flight with change, yeah. Have a flight for our weddings.
Why are you using cash, weirdo?
I love cash. I'll spend cash all day, huh?
Where do you get cash?
The bank.
Oh, so you go and draw it out.
Yeah, I pull like usually about $200 every 2 weeks out. And that's my spending cash for that 2 weeks.
Huh. Yep. You're weird. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm the weird one. I never have cash. The famous philosopher Voltaire made all of his money. Apparently, he was quite rich. Made all of his money in 1729. He was at the time 35 years old. When he started doing some calculations and realized the jackpot of the French lottery was more than the cost of buying every single ticket that was out there. So he did it. Bought all the tickets.
Yeah.
And won a jackpot of about 500,000 francs. Roughly the equivalent of tens of millions of dollars today.
Shut up. Wow.
You shut up again.
I'm sorry. It's my only phrase.
That's three times in 2 days.
You're blowing my mind,
though. You told me to shut up. I won't do it. The screenplay for the James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice. You ready for this one? The screenplay for the James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice. Written by famed children's author Roald Dahl. Do you know who that is?
It sounds familiar.
James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, amongst others. And true story, the core of the earth, hotter than the surface of the sun.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's a lot today. I know there was a bunch, but still, it was worth it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Jeez, we've just about wrung everything we can out of this one, haven't we? What?
I don't know. My mind is mush.
You're already bachelor
party. Honestly, no, it really is. It's bad.
Well, then I guess I'm going to start you drinking tomorrow morning. That's the plan for tomorrow's show, then. I'm good with it.
Please.
I'm okay with all of it. Kayla keeps going, you don't have to try and get all this stuff done right now. You don't have to do it. I'm like, oh, yes, we do. I don't want you worrying about nothing. We're getting it all done. So really, the only thing we have to do for this portion of the day is Kayla's got a joke.
Did you hear about the houses next door to each other that fell in love?
Oh, wait. I only have 15 seconds to get on. Did I hear about the houses that were next door to each other that fell in love?
Mm-hmm.
Man, get my houses next door to each other that fell in love. Man, I got to take an L again today, man. All right, why?
It's a long-distance relationship.
Oh, that's horrible. No, throwing that one out.
No. Just bitter. Just bitter. 98.5.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.